over on ESPN at noon, we have Tennessee at number 9, Florida. Mike, Jeremy Pruitt, it's just a tough, tough time in Knoxville right now. The natives are restless. They're up in arms. But, again, I think Tennessee just feels like that they should be the elite of college football because they have a national championship 20 years ago. But it's been a long time since Tennessee was the elite of college football. Since they fired Phil Fulmer, it's just been a roulette wheel of coaches up there. We're going to have to see if they stick with Jeremy Pruitt, let him ride things out. He's not doing himself any favors in the press with some of the things that he's saying, but a win down in Gainesville would be huge. And the Gators, after a big win in Kentucky, and I say a big win because they had every reason to lose that game. Kentucky outplayed them basically the whole football game until the fourth quarter. Felipe Franks, he's gone for the rest of the year with an injury. They stick a quarterback in. I don't know if you know this or not, but Kyle Trask, a junior quarterback there with the Gators, he never even started a game in high school, never started a football game. This week will be his first career start. The reason that he didn't start, though, in high school is because he played behind De'Eriq King, the great quarterback at the University of Houston right now. And if you listen to the post-game interview, Dan Mullen praised Kyle Trask for not going into the transfer portal and going somewhere else where he knew he had a good shot at playing. But he stayed there at Florida. He just was biding his time. And now it's going to he's going to get his first start this week. And all that perseverance is going to pay off finally.
Yeah, that's a testament to Dan Mullen. He's known as the coach that can shape and mold quarterbacks, and he takes a kid out of high school that didn't start a game, and now he's been pushed into the starting role. And you're right, the Gators, when they lost Franks in Lexington, they were really fortunate to come back and win. This week, Coach, they're favored by 2 touchdowns. Tennessee has 1 win. It's over 1AA or FCS Chattanooga. Now, historically, the road team has done well in this series, covering 9 of the last 11 meetings. But I'm looking at the total of the game. 7 of the last 9 in this series have gone over, and that might be my play here.